Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
We call this confess your crush. Holly, what is it?
It's when you know that you like someone. You mean you like someone, but maybe for whatever reason, you didn't get to tell them in person or you can't. Use us to be the intermediary to help you do your thing.
Cole, you met Maddie over the holiday break. Now, how did you meet her?
My parents went on a cruise for Christmas, which they often like to go away for the holidays. So I had a friend who was kind enough to ask me to spend the holiday with him.
Okay.
So, I went down to his parents' house for Christmas, and I instantly fell in love with his sister.
Oh.
Now, I'm assuming when you say love that you're meaning like the, ooh, she's so great, I really like her. You're not talking to like, ooh, I love this woman, even though you've only met her once.
I don't know. I mean, she's smart, she's funny, she's super down to earth, and she's got this laugh that is so infectious and contagious, and every time I heard it, I just got like chills going up and down my spine, and
whoa,
my heart would beat all fast.
Okay, but I understand this, and I feel like this is definitely lust at first sight, for sure. But I don't know about love. I mean, but you think this is love?
Well, I'll be the first to admit I'm a cheesy, hopeless romantic. But I mean, it's usually when I'm already, you know, involved with somebody, I like to do romantic things. And I know this sounds weird, but I really think this is the first time I fell in love at first sight.
Wow. Let me say this. Mm-hmm. I can see why you want to come on a radio station and profess your love for someone. That makes total sense to me.
Yep. All right. Now, have you had any other interactions with her since Christmas? I mean, have y'all gone out like on a group date or anything, or was it just Christmas?
Not really. I mean, we had a few conversations after Christmas dinner, like the weekend I was staying there, but I was really too shy to say anything.
Oh, no. Okay.
Holly, Holly, this is where the idea of this segment I love, and then whenever we talk to people.
I know, but then I start to feel bad, like we at least got to try. Do you think we at least got to try?
Now, okay, hold on. Now, because obviously, like we do, we're going to give you the weekend to really think about it. So I like for us to sort of like be the devil and the angel on your shoulders to sort of convince you to do it or not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I'm concerned, Cole. Do you think this is going to ruin the relationship with your friend?
Oh, I did not even think about that.
Because he invited you into his home, and for you to go inside his parents' house
and profess your love to his sister.
I mean, do you think that'll ruin the relationship with your friend?
I have thought about that. I think that's one of the reasons I held back, or at least that's excuse I'm trying to make while I was in their house. But I don't know. I think he might be bad, but I can't stop thinking about Maddie. So what can I do? I think I got to risk this.
Holly, yeah. I want you to be the angel on his shoulder.
Listen,
tell him why he should.
Your friend would never begrudge you true love, even if it is his sister, right? So, I mean, if this works out, who's to say that he couldn't now have a friend and a brother-in-law?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't believe I just said that, by the way. Like, who am I? I'm just trying to help the poor boy out, okay, Miguel? Why do you force me into these situations?
I feel like we totally reverse roles during this segment.
Because I usually hate this segment, but then I end up being like, oh, just do it.
Okay.
My old heart has gotten soft. That's what's happened.
Well, I'm really curious what you and the Miguel and Holly family think as well. Do you think Cole should go through with this? Let's put up a little poll on the Facebook page, and you let us know. Facebook.com/Hot1015. Well, what we'll do, Cole, is we'll give you the long 3-day weekend to really think about if you want to test the limits of your friendship with homeboy for confessing your love for his sister.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you on Tuesday at 8:25 and see if you want to actually confess your crush, okay?
Okay.
All right.